You don't recognize me, do you? You never do. Which is kind of rude. Only not rude because, as far as you're concerned, this is the first time we've ever met. And did you just call me an alien? You did. And you just did it again. Why would you think that I'm an alien? Whoa, no, I have not abducted you. I mean, yes, technically, but I'm not an alien. Well, no, this isn't a spaceship. I mean, it's a ship, but it's not a spaceship. It's a time ship. A time ship. A time ship. Yes. Am I crazy? I might be. I might be completely insane. Or I might be completely sane. It depends on your point of view. But no, you have not been abducted by aliens. You've been abducted by me. But I have a very good reason. I've abducted you because I love you. Okay, did you really have to interrupt? I was making a heartfelt declaration of love, and then you're still interrupting. Could you just... Oh, you're still going. Eden? No? Yes, you are. Because I have gone to a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. And to be honest, I'm feeling a bit... You're not very thankful, are you? Thankful. Why would you be thankful? Wow, that. Oh, wow. You know, sometimes you are hard to love. A lot of the time, in fact. But I am so in love with you. I'm crazy about you, just crazy in love, but completely sane. Well, as sane as anyone who is in love can be. So, you might be wondering why you're here. Okay. You might be wondering why I abducted you. It's because nothing else works. Nothing. I have tried everything to try and make you fall in love with me. Everything. I... You know, time travel has rules. It has laws. Inescapable. Laws. And that is why there are rules. Things you can do and things you can't do and things you really, really, really should never, ever consider doing. And when you break the rules, stuff happens. Time doesn't like being messed with. And oh, darling, you have made quite a mess. Because you're stubborn and difficult and complicated. So, so complicated. You know, it should be so easy. It should be so straightforward. Falling in love is the easiest thing in the world. I mean, I fell in love with you at first sight. One moment I had no idea you existed. And the next. Oh, the next, you were everything. You are my world. And that is really saying something. Because I'm a time traveler. And you, you're everything. From the dawn of time right to the end, you are everything. My love for you knows no bounds, and I knew from that moment we were destined to be. I knew that we were meant to be together, but apparently not. Because you're stubborn and difficult and complicated. Oh, you are so, so complicated. So difficult. So stubborn. And nothing I do works. Nothing. It always ends the same way. Well, not quite the same way. Sometimes you die. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes the world explodes. That was a bad one. But every time I go back, every time I try to make you fall in love with me, it just doesn't work. I am exhausted. Darling, I love you so much, but I am so tired. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know what you need. I've tried so hard. I've given you so much, and where am I? Nowhere. Nowhere. I have broken the laws of time for you. Oh, you never asked me to. Wow. You never asked me to. That is just thankless. I love you. I love you so much. I love every bit of you. I do. I love that you're passionate, that you're sweet, that you're funny, that you're annoying, that you incite such depths of emotion that just drive me crazy. I adore you, but I am so tired of trying. All the things I've done for you, I have murdered, slaughtered, I have razed cities for you. And it's never enough. It's never, ever enough. 278 times I've tried, and you still don't love me. The definition of insanity is love. Well, it feels like it. But no, it's not love. It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that is what I was guilty of. I mean, it didn't feel like I was doing the same thing. But I was. I kept going back again and again and again. And that is the problem. Every time we were strangers. Well, for you. For me, it was just more time with the one I love. But for you, always a stranger. It was an uneven playing field. Because I know you so well. I know everything about you. I have been through every inch of your life with a fine-tooth comb. I've watched you sleep. I've watched you die. I have watched you. You're not a stranger to me. You're the one I love, the one I need, the one I want to spend eternity with. But for you, every time I'm a stranger, I have an unfair advantage because I know you. And to know you is to love you. And to know me is to love me. So, it's simple. This time I'm not going back. This time I'm not trying to make you love me. This time I'm taking you out of time. I've abducted you. The one thing I know for sure is that you won't love me if I'm a stranger. And this is the only way I will. A stranger. If you're here with me out of time, it's just us two on this ship. We're alone. You can get to know me without the pressure of time, and to know me is to love me. Like to know you is to love you. This is the one. This is going to work. You're going to love me. Where you go being all stubborn and difficult. Where you go being complicated. But darling, it's not complicated, it's simple. I spent so much time trying to make you love me. I broke the law. I broke the rules. All for you. And now, it's quite the mess. Of course, it wasn't working. But now we're together. And there's no time like the present to fall in love. You might not know me, but I know you. And this time you will fall in love with me. This time it'll work. And if it doesn't, there's always next time. I love you. And soon you'll love me back. I just know it.